From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all his fullness.
Once again, we count it a privilege to welcome you to another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns continues a series in Paul's Epistle to the Colossians. This particular book sets forth the glorious person and work of the Lord Jesus in a manner designed to increase the believer's love for the Savior and to provide guidance in living the Christian life. Prior to the message by Dr. Cairns, we'll have a devotional thought from the pen of C.H. Spurgeon, as well as some Christ-honoring sacred music.
This morning's text is found in Isaiah chapter 37 and verse 22. The daughter of Jerusalem hath shaken her head at thee. Reassured by the word of the Lord, the poor trembling saints of Zion grew bold and shook their heads at Sennacherib's boastful threats. Strong faith enables the servants of God to look with calm contempt upon their most haughty foes. We know that our enemies are attempting impossibilities. They seek to destroy the eternal life, which cannot die while Jesus lives, to overthrow the citadel against which the gates of hell shall not prevail. They kick against the pricks to their own wounding, and rush upon the bosses of Jehovah's buckler to their own hurt. We know their weakness. What are they but men? And what is man but a worm? They roar and swell like the waves of the sea, foaming out their own shame. When the Lord ariseth, they shall fly as chaff before the wind, and be consumed as crackling thorns. Their utter powerlessness to do damage to the cause of God and His truth may make the weakest soldiers in Zion's ranks laugh them to scorn. Above all, we know that the Most High is with us, and when He dresses Himself in arms, where are His enemies? If He cometh forth from His place, the potsherds of the earth will not long contend with their Maker. His rod of iron shall dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel, and their very remembrance shall perish from the earth. Away then, all fears! The kingdom is safe in the king's hands. Let us shout for joy, for the Lord reigneth, and his foes shall be as straw for the dunghill. As true as God's own word is true, nor earth nor hell with all their crew against us shall prevail. A jest and byword are they grown. God is with us, we are his own. Our victory cannot fail.
Conquer, who is this wanderer?
Seeking to present the gospel of Jesus Christ to some loved one, some neighbor, or someone with whom you work, we're pleased to offer you a booklet by Dr. Alan Cairns that is an excellent evangelistic tool. It's entitled, The Gospel of Salvation, Full, Free, and Final. In this little booklet, Dr. Cairns finds a balance between those who admire the message but keep it to themselves, and those who, in their haste to present the gospel, do not take time to examine its true content, and therefore never really present it in its beauty and fullness. Dr. Cairns understands the gospel as it is presented by Christ to be the fullness of God, and he presents it freely to all who will believe. Furthermore, he explains that the salvation declared in the gospel, once received and experienced, is final. The believer is kept by the power of God, and nothing can separate him from the love of God. For a free copy of The Gospel of Salvation, just contact us. You may write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may email your request to info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Or you may call us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Ask for the Gospel of Salvation, Full, Free, and Final by Alan Cairns.
Thank you.
On today's program, Dr. Cairns continues to study the Epistle to the Colossians as he brings the concluding portion of a two-part message entitled, A Faithful and a Fruitful Ministry. The text is found in chapter 1, verses 24 through 29, where the Apostle Paul set forth the essence of the gospel ministry. In his exposition of the passage, Dr. Cairns explained the pattern of the Christian ministry, which is Christ. Then there is the price of the ministry, often involving great suffering, even as Paul suffered as he sought to get the gospel to as many people as he could. Dr. Cairns has emphasized the power of the gospel ministry. A true minister of Jesus Christ will know the power of God upon his ministry in the salvation of souls, something quite different from merely building a big church. Finally, the gospel ministry has a glorious prospect. A faithful minister will have the joy of seeing his people stand redeemed in the presence of Christ. And now with today's message, here is Dr. Alan Cairns.
Bigness, I know, is thought to be greatness. There's a day coming, you know. This is a scary thing for a preacher, whether his church is big or small. You get all this great church growth movement, and they're going to stand before God. I'm thinking of the words of one of the most famous and successful pastors in 20th century America. And I haven't forgotten the century I'm in. That was his century. And he said, and he looked at his vast church. He's talking about his church members now, the people he had baptized and brought into the church. And he estimated that 80% or more were unconverted. But they were baptized. They were in the denomination. They were in the local church. They were in office. They were in it all. They were Christians. But he reckoned 80% or more were unconverted. Now I think of that, and then I think of what Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Speaking of the foundation being Jesus Christ, speaking of himself as a wise master builder, laying down the initial, if you were, layers of the stones that are going in to build this church. And then he says, and this is perverted by preachers when they are preaching it, to put you in a guilt trip, and thus they escape the full and proper force of the words. He says, to the preachers, to the pastors, let every man take heed how he builds on this foundation that I have laid. And he depicts that day when a man will stand before God, and he himself will be saved, and all his works burned up as wood and hay and stubble. And he is specifically dealing with the kind of additions to the church that preachers have made. He's specifically dealing with the kind of people they have brought into the membership of the Church of Jesus Christ. And he's saying in many, many cases, the great church growth that you're so proud of and the numbers that you're so boasting about will be wood and hay and stubble. And where's the benefit if you've baptized a man and you've brought him in and you've made him a deacon or an elder or a preacher and he ends up in hell? Where's the benefit? We don't need church growth that's based on marketing models or psychological gimmickry or circus entertainment or rock concerts. God help the professing church when they have taken the beat and the music of the sexual revolution and perversion, the anti-Christian rebellion of the 1960s, and they have made it the music of the church in 2001. 2002. I haven't forgotten where I am and right up, but it's getting worse. We get further away from the 60s, but we get deeper into the muck and the mire of their revolutionary music. But there is power to do a work for God. And I'm encouraged I've said this so many times that you'll probably get tired listening to me say it, but since nobody else is preaching it, I'd better preach it out. As a good futurist, not that nobody else is preaching that. Anybody who knows his Bible is preaching that. As a good futurist and believing that Revelation chapter 7 describes the great day of the coming worldwide tribulation against the Church of Christ. Yet, in that day, there'll be such a movement of God saving millions across the world. When Antichrist is striding with giant steps across the stage of human history, God will be saving a multitude out of every tribe and kindred and tongue and nation which no man can number. There's power in the gospel. And if he can do it then, he can do it now. Don't tie the blessing of God to the political fortunes either of America or England or Ireland or anywhere else. I cannot predict the political fortunes of the country, but I can tell you there's power for the gospel to succeed. Paul told the Thessalonians, "Our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Ghost and in much assurance." Now that's what we need. The power of the Holy Ghost. Paul said to the Romans in chapter 15:19, through mighty signs and wonders by the power of the Spirit of God from Jerusalem round about unto Illyricum, I have fully preached the gospel of Christ. Peter said, 1 Peter 1:12, we preach the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven. God blesses a faithful ministry and makes it fruitful with the power of the Holy Ghost. What do I most need in this pulpit? The power of the Holy Ghost. What do I most need in my life and ministry? The power of the Holy Ghost. What do you most need in your service for Christ? The power of the Holy Ghost. And I want to tell you something. I talked about inferior men in the pulpit. You'll notice I did not define their inferiority in terms of intellect. I am all for the greatest intellects we can get in the pulpit if they're dedicated to God and filled with the Holy Ghost. But I'm all against them if they're only there puffed up with their own pride and their own supposed knowledge. What I'm saying to you is, God can use you as he made you. And if you're a genius, hallelujah. What did you do to become a genius? So don't get proud of it. You didn't do anything to be that. So let it humble you, not puff you up. But your genius will serve the devil unless it's submitted at the feet of Jesus Christ and you're filled with the Holy Ghost. He can use the genius. But he can also use the person whose intellect is neither vast nor deep. I've given the illustration before, and I am deliberately very vague here, for I have no desire to cast any shadow of hurt. But I think of a church that had a minister who boasted of his great intellect. A carnal rascal who did nothing but hurt the cause of God. when he had brought his church to its knees, and I don't mean in prayer, for the carnal rascal couldn't pray and didn't pray. But when he brought his church to his knees, and it seemed to be all over with it, God took a minister whom that first rascal had sought to run right out of the ministry, despising his limited abilities. God took that man, who would be the first to tell you he had no great intellect, but my, he knew his God. He had a great heart, and he could pray like a man of God. And in the providence of God, he went to that pulpit, and he saw God raise a church that has kept rising and rising and rising. He saw dozens of people saved and added to the church to go on to serve God and transform lives. I want to tell you something. What we need is the power of the Holy Ghost. That's what that man brought to that church and that ministry. And that's what God used. I'll finish quickly with the word about the prospect for such a ministry. We have all very short attention spans. We tend to serve for today. And I say we. I'm not exempting myself. I want to see it, and I want to see it now. If I don't see it now, I think I'll never see it. And that's unbelief and sin. And I've got to get that right before God constantly. But as Paul looked at this, he was looking forward to the return of Christ. In other words, he said, I'm living my life that I may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. I'm looking forward to that day when I'll stand before the Lord and say, Lord, there's my life. I can't be proud of it. For when I've done all, I'm only an unprofitable servant. But, oh God, take it all. Take these people. Let them be for your everlasting glory. That's the prospect. Live in the light of the appearing of Christ. Labor to develop every believer so that he may be a fully mature member of the body when he finally meets the Lord. Now, men and women, this is the ministry to which we're all called and in which we all have a part. Whatever the cost, let us serve Christ. Or to put it as I did last week, let us serve men as the stewards of God. Always giving priority to the spiritual over the carnal and to the eternal over the temporal. May God give us a ministry as a church pattern on Christ, paying the price, experiencing the power, and living in the prospect of our soon coming Savior.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, or if you'd like to see if there is a free church in your area, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we Let the Bible Speak.